Well, Mickey, first of all, congratulations. A big victory for you personally, a big victory for Derry.
Aye, there's a wee bit of vindication, maybe, Tom. This group have taken an awful lot of flack. I suppose players and coaches alike about this and that and the other. And, you know, by God, they stuck together through thick and thin. And I suppose it was thick there about 12, 15 minutes ago when you're looking up the scoreboard and we're maybe 12, 11 ahead. But listen, that resilience and cohesiveness maybe come through in the end.
Yeah, it did take you a while to get away from them, didn't it? Because it took that goal from Brian Cassidy, really.
Well, I suppose coming off the whole Tyrone hand, and Armagh probably had a great sense of bond and unity, but so did we. And I suppose we had made a big thing about the fact that, yeah, Armagh have got a big
cause.
Prize to play for, and a cause, yeah. But so did we, because we felt we were inconvenienced the whole way through the process. And thank God now they stood up today.
Made it difficult for you, I'm sure, to prepare for Armagh, given what was going on.
It was brutal, Tom, and there's no other way of putting it. You know, I was saying to somebody earlier on, the amount of preparation that goes into it nowadays with data analysts and looking at checkouts, looking at frees, etc, etc. If you can't get a handle on a team, it's very, very difficult. You know, it was a totally alien scenario. I don't think anybody will play a championship match like we had to play ours today.
Yeah, it probably shows you the resolve and the character that you have in the team and the quality that you could adopt to that and adjust to that and still come out on top by 7 points.
I think you hit the nail on the head, yeah. They're a great group, but by God, thanks a million. There's serious quality too. Resilience and hard work and graft are talents that we all can have, but you need ability to back it up, yeah. And these boys have it.
What does this mean for Derry football in a year where maybe things haven't gone all that well?
Well, Derry hadn't won at under 21 level since 1987, so you know, to win at a grade outside a minor for the first time in over 20 years is a big deal, and it's something to be celebrated and cherished, so these boys will enjoy the night.
I was talking to Mickey Moran up in the press here. He was telling me there's 13 of that team underage again next year that started today.
He probably was playing down his influence. Mickey's been working with these boys the last couple of weeks, and his influence has been massive. Just a brilliant fella, brilliant experience, brilliant knowledge of football at county and inter-provincial level, the second and on, and God, we were glad to have him.
And what does the win mean for Mickey Donnelly, a Tyrone man managing Derry?
Aye, well, listen, it's probably a wee bit of vindication for all the nights that you leave your family and go leave on dark nights and clear off and don't be home to 12 o'clock at night. It's maybe just a wee reward for your family as much as me, to be honest.
Yeah. So what's next now? Mayo, isn't it?
Mayo in 3 weeks, Tom. Listen, we're really focused on ourselves now, Armagh. Focused on Donegal the first day down, the second day. Now we can turn our attention to Mayo.